Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay, dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight, good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Hot souls and cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove. On the
life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. I am your boy, Sandy J. And, man, it is Wednesday. Which I know every Wednesday on the show, it is hump day after dust on the show. And as usual, we're going to remind you, give you our public service announcement to remind you that if you're in a hump, responsibly, that simple. That's a little tidbit for the day. And just to let y'all know for today's show, for those of y'all that is tuning in and don't know what's going on yet, today's show we got my girl, Nikki Stiletto. And this woman's doing a lot of things. Of course, she's a model. But besides as being a model, she's a great entrepreneur and a co-host of my internet radio show called Blast Your Thoughts Online Radio. And she just released her prelude to her 2013 calendar called The Little Black Book, which you can actually get now that she has out. And just a support person that's really doing great things and putting out quality work. Definitely great to be able to chat, have a chance to support her. So most definitely she'll be on the show here in a bit. Let y'all know what we also do, man. Before we get into any craziness and whatnot, we're going to go ahead and go to some music, and then we'll be back. And since this has been in my head all day, pretty much been listening to it all day, I'm going to go to the Soul for Real Candy Rain Boss Remix. And we'll be right back on Life at the Dust Live with Boy City J. Let's go. We'll be right back.
Diggy, Queen, you with me? Yeah, let's get it, let's get it. Kick my $1 million swag. I tell them 10 folk, cause they wanna copy that. In the mall, lot of shopping bags. Baby girl, what you want? Your boy got the tab. If your man say where you at, I'ma tell him I ain't seen her. Better hit her on a jack. She gone for the evening, I make them lean back. Don Cartagena, yeah, you know what's up. Martin, Tommy, Gina, I'm the lead off like Derek Jeter. They copy my demeanor, they be rocking. I know they watching, I act like I don't see them, but Jeremy Scott on her. Louboutin, look like they got spots on her. My ratings is up, cause everybody watching it. I be VIP, you online with a rope biz. Don't come any closer, you might step on my culture. Ladies, it's your jam, leave your jacket on the sofa. Have a little class, put your glass up on a coaster. Get up on the floor, shake it like you supposed to. If you know you getting older, tell them copy, copy, oh, over.
Now I'm done. Keep me on the job.
Where's your
Nice little band bring me back into the show. All right, man, we're about 5 minutes for the middle of the hour. And then it's Life After Dusk Live for those of y'all just tuning in. And I am your host, Obsetti J. I'm here in the moment. We're going to have the beautiful, talented Nikki Salel is going to be in the building in just a moment. So y'all stay tuned for that. Now, of course, every Wednesday as well, we always drop on the Dust Spot, we always drop our newsletter that's called On the Spot newsletter. And one thing I say is we changed on the On the Spot newsletter site. We actually changed it up a little bit, so you can go check out the new look of that, which is pretty nice. So definitely check it out, and that's at onthespot.dustspot.com, and you can check it out. And then actually, when you get there, it'll show the most recent issue, in which it'll show the issue that we just dropped today. A lot of great stuff. And then, of course, our guest on here today is our Sexy Father of the Week. We got, of course, a lot of great goodies in there as well. So definitely check it out. And you can check that again at onthespot.dustspot.com, and make sure that you become a member of the Dust Spot and share your talents and whatnot with us. So there you go. Now. One thing I definitely want to just talk about is this. You know, one thing that I'm definitely used to by now is this crazy police brutality that just continually goes on. Not just police brutality, but racism. I say it once, and I say it again, and this is the way I always put the phrase: racism is not dead. And for those people who think that it just magically just keeps coming back and forth, it's not magically going to disappear. It's here. It's never left. It's been here. As I always say, racism isn't dead. It's on life support. In other words, that means any moment, some idiot is going to breathe air back into racism every moment they can get. So it's just sad that it had to happen to a young black person who was definitely innocent, and people want to act a fool and then overuse their powers. It's really sad to watch. So just wanted to say it's big ups to Mr. Trayvon. You know, you have our blessings, man, just knowing that I know it's some really crazy stuff that goes on in this freaking world, man. And at the end of the day, I still, even through all the craziness, find some reason to smile, even through nonsense. So that's all I recommend to y'all. Make sure that even when turmoil is at its highest, make sure that you always find a reason to smile, and not just smile just because you're happy. Smile because you simply want to smile, and that's something that no one can ever take away from me. All right, so let me go to phone lines, because I think that's my girl, Nikki Saletto, in the building right now. So let's check it out. All right, this is my girl, Nikki.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Not that much. I'm pretty good. You know, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Oh, hold on. They were there waiting to do it. Hey, can we do it now? Yes, I can do it. They're so quiet. You tell them they can. Like, oh, okay, good. I can talk now. But no, definitely an honor to have you on the show.
Thanks, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, definitely. So, a couple of things, you know, right off the bat, just want to just big you up for a lot of great stuff you're doing. Like, for instance, you started your own company. You have your new book out. That's a little black book that's out. We're chopping a lot of this up during the interview. But it's a lot of great things you've done, and definitely just wanted to just big you up for that. So, first off, let's back all the way up. How did you actually get started to modeling?
It's a funny story, right? So, me and my best friend were just kind of sitting around, and she was like, man, we should do this, that, and the third, because she had just bought a house, and I had just bought a house. But she was only living in her house. She lives in Texas, and her house was huge. And she was like, man, I have all this unused space. And she found this website where you can rent your house out to, like, movie producers or whatever, you know, for movies or shows or whatever. So we were looking at that, and we were like, hey, why don't we try to start acting? Because we had always done, like, little stuff, like, you know, back in the day, but we never really did anything about it. So we both, you know, started off into that. Well, then she even, like, went off and had a baby and everything, so she just kind of left me on my own. So I just kind of just started running with it, and I didn't really think I was getting the exposure that I felt I should be getting, or not really that I should, that I knew I could get through the modeling agency. So I'm not, like, super tall and super skinny, and wasn't going to do high fashion runway or nothing like that, so I was like, man, why not just go into business for myself instead of letting the modeling agency take 20% just for being the middleman? So that's what I did.
And so, you know, a lot of people always, I mean, with music and with modeling, you know, that's something that's very big now. A lot of people go independent. Like, how do you make those transitions, and how do you find a way to make it easier on yourself? Because I know a lot of times, you know, some people, they might not necessarily want to be in the agency, but they joined it just because they felt like there was no other way. So how do you, like, what's, like, the advice you have to people that's trying to, you know, go the independent route?
Well, it's definitely a lot of work. Definitely a lot of work. Sometimes I feel like I bit off more than I can chew, but other times I still appreciate all the work that I have to do, because everything I'm putting into it, whatever it comes back, is coming back to me. I don't have to share that money or any profit or anything with anybody else. That's all my hard work, you know. So to look at it from that point of view, especially if you're not getting as much work as you feel like you should get, and then you still have to share 20% with them just for finding you the job, which I found more work on my own than I did with the agency. I mean, it could have just been that one agency, but, you know, I think that it's definitely something that someone's going to have to make a conscious effort to do, because, I mean, there's a lot of people out here saying that I'm an independent model, but, I mean, no offense, but all they have is an iPhone. You know what I mean? They're not really out there networking and, you know, trying to find reputable photographers and videographers and stuff like that. They're just kind of going with their homeboy down the street. I mean, if their homeboy down the street is official, he's nice like that, definitely work with them, you know, build each other up so you guys can make names for yourself at the same time. But, you know, if you're just kind of out there doing this as a hobby, you know, I don't think the independent route is for you. I think, that, you know, the agency would definitely be more fitting for you. So, you know, it's definitely a conscious choice you have to make. That's what I would tell them.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, that leads me to, you know, you just said that point about the iPhones and stuff like that. Like, a lot of people don't realize, keep forgetting that, you know, you have to, sometimes you have to spend a little money on the pictures. What's, like, your advice on that? Everyone thinks that, you know, they should just go for anybody that's doing free photo shoots. If they're doing a free photo shoot, I need to get with them instead of, you know, and not realizing that you'll eventually get paid to do the photo shoots, but sometimes you got to show the money yourself. Like, what's, like, your advice
right
on that, and how have you went through that as well?
Well, let me put it like this. The whole you got to make money, you got to spend money to make money. If you don't believe in that, this is not the business for you. You're definitely going to have some type of startup money that you're going to have to do for yourself, especially with photographers and, you know, wardrobe and makeup, hair and makeup artists and, you know, whatever else. Now, if you're just good like that and you can do your own makeup and your own hair, that's good. That's money that you're saving. But most, especially for models, there's a stigma that, you know, models are just going to sleep their way to the top or that, you know, they're just, you know, video girls just want to shake their booty in the video, whatever. You're going to get a lot of that, you know, when you first try to become independent. So if you're not willing to spend money, that's what you're going to get. You're going to get the boy from around the block that, you know, he's doing a video in his backyard, you know, with all his people. And that's the kind of work you're going to see. But unless you spend some money on your craft, perfecting your craft and making it a household name or whatever it is that you want to do, you know, I'm not going to say you're not going to go anywhere, but it's going to be kind of difficult being that you're independent.
Right. And my thing is, I mean, you also said something about, I mean, going back to piggybacking again, like back to the iPhone comment and whatnot, which is, no, Rich is dead on. I definitely agree with it. There's some people I know personally who have been staying in modeling for the longest, and yet they still don't have any professional pics. I'm kind of confused on that. I'm like, you've been doing this for years now, you still don't have any professional pics? Like, explain that to me. Like, people, y'all
right.
Explain, y'all really have to explain that to me. And you said, and one thing I would tell people too is, they get scared when you say you got to spend money to make money. I'm going to say this, I say it over and over again. We're not just saying, we're not necessarily just saying, oh, anytime somebody comes to you and say, hey, you got to buy this from us, doesn't mean you have to buy it from everyone. And the other part that I always say is make sure you spend money smart. That's what a lot of people do. They
right.
They think that, oh, if I spend money, I'll make money, and they just blow money on anyone, and they're mad later because they didn't do a great investment.
Right, yeah, that's definitely true. I mean, you definitely have to do your homework. When somebody says, hey, I want to work with you, or hey, I want to network with you, don't just be like, yeah, okay, great. Let's just work. And, you know, there's no contract. There's no, you know, don't do anything off a verbal agreement because you're going to be regretting that most of the time. But, you know, you definitely have to do your homework on whoever it is that you feel like you're trying to work with, or especially when you're spending good money. I mean, I worked with a professional photographer. You know, she's, you know, well-known in her area, and she has her own magazine out. It's called Corinne and Raul, and she is an official photographer. Her name is Cynthia Cortez. Now, she is not a cheap photographer, but she does great work. You get what you pay for. So, and she's the one that did my calendar. So as soon as the calendar comes out, y'all see that work, and hopefully, you know, you all love it as much as we do. But that's, it's going to be the difference to me. It's the difference between having a good product and a great product. Do you want to give your product away or do you want to sell it? Do you want people to want to buy it? So to me, it's like if you work with somebody that is just an average cat and he or she is doing your photo shoots or whatever for free, but he can't edit, or if he edits, he makes you look like somebody else. It doesn't even look like you, to the point when somebody sees you in public, they have no idea that this is you. You know, stuff like that. You have to really be mindful of that stuff. You can't just go out there spending all this money willy-nilly and expecting to have all this official work.
Exactly. And that's one thing. That's like one thing for me, I won't by any means call myself a graphic designer, but I do stuff. And people always say, oh, it's great, but I still not going to call myself that. Not by any means. Because once you throw that title, it's like you got to really own that title. So I'm not ready to own that title yet. But one of the things, of course, somebody shared photos and having quality work to sell, you put out a new book actually called The Little Black Book. Tell us a little bit about that.
Nikki Stiletto's Little Black Book is a little compilation of photos that's giving you a sneak peek into the style and flavor of the 2013 Nikki Stiletto calendar. It's basically just kind of the feel of the calendar that you're gonna see once that calendar comes out. So, you know, you can get it in an ebook, a physical, actual book. You can get it in paperback or hardcover. That's about it. It's available on blurb.com. Just type in Nikki Stiletto, N-I-K-K-E, Stiletto. That's Stiletto with two T's and one L. And you'll see it on there. And, you know, let me know what you think. And if you buy a hard copy, let me know. And if I'm in your area, I'll definitely come autograph it, sign it for you or whatever.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So, I mean, and that thing, I checked out the preview, and it was that. I was like, oh, okay, I got to give up for myself. At which, I'll mention something later on in the show. I'm not going to tell everyone like right away, but later on in the show, I'm going to have an announcement to make as far as about the book. So, y'all hang on for that. Make y'all wait. But what we're going to go ahead and do, we're going to go ahead and go to a very, very quick song, and then we'll be back. And we got a little bit more to chop up with you.
All right.
All right. Let's go. What mood am I feeling in today? Because I've been all over the place today. I've either been extra crunk, having all the extra crunk music on, or I've been like, this is kind of... Okay, we go ahead. We're going to put some thought-provoking stuff on real quick. This is my girl, Red Shades. You know, her track, Our Real Definition of Life. And we'll be right back on Life at the Dust Live with your boy, Sadie J, and the beautiful, talented Nikki Stiletto. Let's go!
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Some think money involved, but me, I don't think that at all. It's time spent with your family, you're hearing them call your name after graduating, feeling 10 feet tall. Like you're looking over the world, rest of them seem small, and you're living life to the fullest, standing up when you fall. Thinking if all failed in rap, you would make it involved, and be working hard for the green like your name was Paul. It was never meant to be perfect, so we do what we can. Most things in life never turn out the way that we planned. Starting over doesn't make you less of a man. We gotta do what we have to survive on this land. I'm saying, some things are worth a while, like seeing the birthday of your newborn child, or like hearing their first words. To be the future, thank you. us comprehended. It's a gift and a curse. I think we got it all mixed up. It has to be fixed. But first person at the club for her cause wouldn't get up. Everything going fast, so what makes us forget? We fight hard trying to reach levels of affluence. We all got the same goal, so we're gonna collide. We gotta roll with the punches and we take it in stride. This world is much more than meets the eye. Gotta pay attention or it'll pass you by. All I'm saying is cherish the moment, cause you will regret it. What was once in front of you is only now a remembrance.
Everybody, this is G-Man.
And Shot Baby.
And whenever I'm not listening to the Bon Vivant mixtape,
I'm listening to Life After Dusk live on Blog Talk Radio in the Dusk Spot.
All right, we're back in the building. That was my girl Red Shades. And shout out to Boston. Boston is taking over the Dusk Spot. Every time I turn my head, somebody new in Boston is on there. It's going crazy on there. I'm like, Boston, Boston. Boston. So y'all doing this, Boston. Y'all definitely doing your thing right now. Most definitely. So, as a matter of fact, someone Boston's on the is just snuck in there now. So, one of the things I want to talk about too is, of course, you also are a co-host of on Blast Your Thoughts Online Radio. Now, tell us a little bit about that venture.
Okay, so Blast Your Thoughts Radio is a online radio station that promotes majority independent artists. It was developed to promote independent artists, and not just artists. You could be a poet, you could be a producer, you could be a model, you could be just an entrepreneur, anything. You could be a motivational speaker, you know, it doesn't matter. As long as you're working for yourself, doing things for yourself, and got that entrepreneurial vibe, We're promoting you. We're helping you promote yourself. And basically, you sign up for the site. And if you're not a member of the site, obviously, you know, it's a win-win situation. You want, you know, give, take. So we sign up for the site, then we help you promote. If you have music, we play your music. If you are a producer, you make tracks and beats or whatever, we play that. We've had plenty of people call into the show. We have 30-second freestyles. People will hear somebody freestyle and call and be like, hey, yo, who is that? We'll be like, hello, this is his name, blah, blah, blah. We'll put him on the air with one another. They'll exchange information. And, you know, we've helped a lot of people make contacts in other states, even other countries. We have people that call in from Canada, Italy. We've had international users on our site. And it's a lot of fun. It's me, another guy that this is the actual show, this is the host. His name is Henry, but he's the one that developed Blast Your Thoughts. And then his cousin, Torello, he works the phone lines and whatnot. So, you know, we have a lot of fun. It's like a little family. We've gotten to know a lot of people that call in. We have some regulars. And, you know, we talk about topics that are important to entrepreneurs, entertainers, things of that nature, and just try to help them perfect their craft and promote themselves. Like, we talked about 360 deals for the rappers, and we talked about the benefit of networking. We talked about people that always say, well, I don't need no help. Yeah, well, you know what? You're not going to get through this life without help from anyone. No one does this on their own. So, you know, we, you know, try to talk about relevant topics to the people that are on the show or listening.
Actually, I saw one of the show, actually went and checked out the show today. I checked out one of your episodes today, and it was one, it just stood out to me. I was like, oh, yeah, this one here, it spoke volumes to me. And that was the one that was titled Stop Spamming My Twitter. That spoke to me because I know how it feels. I know, like, tell us, for those in your heard, kind of give them a little bit of why y'all came up for that idea for that episode. Because I thought that was one, like, I was like, oh, my God, I had to talk about this because this is dear to me.
Yeah, that is a problem. Like, I have put out there so many times, if you, one, don't follow me, two, you haven't, if you do follow me, you've never spoken a word to me, three, the first word you spoke to me was listen to my track or retweet that you want me to do something, and I don't even know who you are. Yeah, I'm ignoring you. It's like, come on, that is not the way to get around doing these things. I mean, if you just want to follow somebody and get to know them, or at least ask them to follow you back or direct message you or something, say something to the person other than, yo, what's up, listen to my track, you know, promote my this or that. And it's like, come on, stop spamming me with all this stuff. You can't even say hello. How you doing? Nothing.
Right. You go to that stuff, and then it's like, what the heck? Like, it's like they go to that page, and they're hitting up a million random people just saying, check out my YouTube video, check out my, and they're not even following, like you said, they're not even following the person. That drives me freaking insane, too.
Right. Or I'll get these. If you follow me, no, what did it say? Follow me first, and then I'll follow you back. I'm like, what? I mean, what? Hi. How are you? I don't know who you are. Like, and I don't do that whole team follow back thing because there'll be some
ridiculousness on the timeline. I'm going to admit it. Before team follow back became a hot thing and it wasn't a trending topic type of deal, before people started saying I'm team, I used to be one of them people that was like, you know what, I'm pretty much if a person follows me, I'm going to follow them back. And I used to just do team follow back without even saying it. But then, like you said, when it started, when it became a movement, it became a bunch of nonsense of people not actually following me back. And I was like, and then I started really thinking about it. Do I need to follow everybody back? Because some people aren't not worth following back.
Right, like the conversations that they have. Like sometimes even in the bio, it'll say, "I'm just gonna fill your timeline with random BS." And I'm like, okay, why do I want to follow you? You know, it's like, come on now. I'm not, I mean, I understand this is a social network. It's not like, you know, I just paid for a billboard sign on the freeway. I get that. But at the same time, I'm not on here to just waste time. You know what I mean? I'm basically trying to network with people, get to know people, let people get to know me. And I don't have a problem following people back. I mean, you can see I follow more people than they follow me. So it's like, all right, obviously I'm not antisocial, but at the same time, don't think that you're just going to sit up there and talk to me about nothing all day and that I'm supposed to be on Twitter all day. I have a real life outside of Twitter. So, you know, it's just crazy.
Yeah, part of the real life that I like is you actually are very active, and I mean active, I mean as in a healthy lifestyle to where, like, for instance, you've done some half marathons and whatnot. Kind of tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I'm actually doing a half marathon this Saturday in New York in Flushing Meadows Park in Queens. It's actually a long story short, a friend of mine was a quadriplegic. He got injured in a high school football accident like a long time ago, like 10, 11 years ago, and he was a quadriplegic pretty much all his life. And, you know, I was talking with him, and I was telling him, hey, you know, I'm going to run this race for you, you know, since you can't do it. He was like, yeah. So I was going to give him my finisher's medal and everything, but he passed away in January. So he didn't make it to see me run this race, so this race is for him. His name is Razul Rocky Clark. He's from Chicago, Illinois. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing this weekend.
And, like, how do you actually prepare for this kind of stuff? Because some people, we won't even go outside and, hey, I ain't gonna lie, myself, sometimes I'm not pretty good at that fitness myself. So, like, how do you get yourself in the mode of saying, let's go outside and get physical or whatnot?
Well, I like to work out. I like to run as it is. So, to run a half marathon, it's not as hard as you think. It's more of a mental game than it is physical. I mean, the physical part is easy. All you have to do is get in shape. Like, and I don't mean, like, six-pack and cut up and all that. I'm just saying, like, physically being able to run for a long period of time, that's all. You don't have to run as fast or anything. But get your respiratory system used to doing stuff like that. Get your heart used to doing stuff like that, you know, gradually. But the hard part is the mental part. Especially if it's raining or if it's really hot or if you're tired, if you didn't drink enough water or, you know, there's a lot of factors in there. So your mind can really psych you out from finishing a race like that. Trust me, I know. So, yeah, you got to drink lots of water, You got to get energy. If you're running, I think it's like 10 miles or more, you need to have some type of energy throughout the race. So like halfway through or quarter of a way through, you need to be able to replenish your electrolytes and, you know, your carbs and your protein to keep going because you can't just run forever. You know, no one's really Forrest Gump.
Yeah, because I remember this thing called Turkey Trot here. That was interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Cold on Thanksgiving and all that good stuff. It was very interesting. So, my job was like, I didn't even know I was running until the day of. They were like, can you run for us? What?
Can you run for us? Wow.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
Okay.
Yes, I did all right. I was hanging in there. I was a little afraid. I was like, oh, man, y'all can't get me to come do that out of nowhere. All right, so. Our tough question. Dun, 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 dun. Got two tough questions for you. Our question number one is, what is the most embarrassing thing that has happened to Nikki Stiletto?
In life?
In life, business, whatever. Whichever one has more embarrassing.
The most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me.
She's thinking about it. I gave her some thinking.
Well, you know what? Like, I don't know. It's hard to say. No, he ain't hear me.
All right. Okay.
It's hard to say what's the most embarrassing thing that's happened. Here's one. I hadn't lived in Maryland long. I'm from California, so, you know, I don't do snow. I mean, I'll go snowboarding, but to, like, walk around in the snow, like, that's, you know, a lot for me. So I was walking to Chick-fil-A with a coworker, and I had on these boots, like, some knee-high boots or whatever. Clearly, don't know nothing if you're walking around with knee-high boots in snow because they were like heels. They weren't, you know, Tims or nothing like that. So I'm trying to walk across the street, and my coworker was, like, kind of ahead of me, and I was trying to hurry up and get up this little slope that was grassy underneath, you know, underneath the snow. And next thing I know, I'm, like, eating snow. Like, I fell face first into the snow in a little median.
Did you
talk about
a backflip or something? It's like,
no. I literally had to laugh at myself because, I mean, there was really nothing else I could do. It was that funny because I was just like, oh, my God, am I really laying her face first in the snow, and like there was cars coming, and it was crazy.
Like your learning day, you ain't gonna be cute no more in the snow.
Well, that was a long time ago.
But you gotta be careful in the snow.
Gotta be smart about it. Yeah, you gotta be smart about it.
Like, I know people that's crazy and walk around in sandals in the snow. I'm like, they're like, I just love the cold. What's wrong? I'm just kidding. Like, you're dumb. All right, when you pass out and whatever, don't come ask for my help.
Wow.
Okay, so another thing is, because I know, because you're a very, very attractive young lady, of course, definitely know this has happened. What's the most craziest thing that a dude has tried to do to get at you as far as in business or whatnot? I know sometimes a lot of guys use business just to get at females.
Oh, man. I mean, the story, I mean, that I could write a book on that. But I think the most common one, I don't know about the most ridiculous, because they're all ridiculous to me whenever it happens. But I think the most common one is they'll say a real juicy one. Let me see. I think this one guy, he was just like going on and on and on and on and on about how he didn't trust women. Mind you, this was supposed to be a professional conversation. He was going on and on about how he didn't trust women and how women have their role, and just going all on and on and on about stuff like that. And then, you know, he's like, so, you know, maybe we can work together. And I'm like, okay, work together on what? You know, I'm still waiting for the professional part. This is 30 minutes into the conversation. And he's just like, the whole time he's in there talking about relationships. And I said, well, you know, I let you know up front, you know, I'm not out here to date anybody. This is, you know, network. I didn't say I want to date you. Well, no, you didn't say you want to date me, but all we've talked about is relationships, and in your email you said you'd be happy to work with me and maybe even more. So let's talk about that even more part. If I said I'm not dating, what is that? Oh, no. See, that's not what I had. Oh, okay. Well, I'm just saying.
Dun-da-dun-da-dun-da. So I bet you his face is broke. He's like, oh, man. I've seen cases where some people innocently end up talking to each other, and they're not even purposely even trying to do it. Now, those instances, I can pretty much excuse, because at the end of the day,
yeah. Hey,
sometimes some of the best people to date are the people that have the same goal in mind, what you got going on, because some people can't deal with what you got going on. I know that personally. Sometimes when I talk to people that's in the same industry as me, we get along much better. It's the people that's outside that don't understand it. But like you're saying, just don't go to someone and you're purposely trying to talk to them, but you're going to use your business thing just to get at them. That's one thing I can definitely say.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, why can't you just respect what I'm saying? I respect what you're saying and just, you know, keep it moving. Or they'll say, well, I think we should get to know each other on a personal level before we can. Are you going to say that to a guy? I doubt it, so don't say it to me, you know. So
right.
It's like you still have to deal with that whole gender thing. You know, people think that, you know, models are just out here to sleep around and, you know.
But that's dumb. That's dumb in itself. Why do I have to know you personally to do business? That sounds really dumb. I don't know. I do business with McDonald's, and I go buy food for them, and they don't know me personally. So think about it that way. You don't know McDonald's personally, but you spend your money on them every chance you can get. So they just got to look at it that way.
Exactly. So, you know, I just take it all with a grain of salt, because, I mean, it's just, to me, I feel like it's the nature of the business, especially the way models are perceived. So many females are literally willing to do anything. I mean, you'll even see it, like, on some of these other websites. These girls will be like,
models on deck. I've seen it. I'm willing to do whatever
yeah,
it takes.
Yeah, they'll be like, I will do anything. I'm like, well, now if you want to get paid, you can probably forget it because you're willing to do anything and no one's even talked to you yet, you know? So it's like we had a topic on the show on Blast Your Thoughts, and we were basically saying, you know, this entertainment business is 90% business, 10% talent or beauty or whatever. So it's like,
yeah,
if you don't have that 90%, nine times out of 10, that 10% is not going to get you anywhere. So, I mean, just that's why we have these nice artists that are underground, indie scene, that will never get any play because their business ethic is crap.
Yep, I know one myself. He's like, he could be great, 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 but his business sucks. So,
mm-hmm.
I know exactly how that feels. So that's the thing, like you said, you got to just 90%, 10%. So, man, if we get ready, as we get ready to come close, shout out to people that they missed. If you miss any part of the show, you can always check it out at blogtalkradio.com/SteadyJ, that's CEDDY, letter J, and go to iTunes, type in Life at the Dust Live, and show you all the shows, and you can see the Nikki Saleto episode, and you can actually listen to the shows for free on iTunes, or listen to it at the Dust Spot at duskstot.com. So there you go. It's definitely been a pleasure having you in. We're gonna carry this on for a month. Let's do this from today is the 21st. The 21st of next month. We're gonna do something where we call the ultimate Nikki fan contest. I had this in my head all day. I was like, I'm going to hold it. I'm not even going to tweet about it or anything. To where whoever has the most compelling reason, most compelling story of why they support you, but they would be getting a hardback book, a copy of your book, courtesy of Life After
Death. Yeah, that's what's up. Appreciate that. I'm definitely on
go.
Here. Definitely calling.
So, yeah, put
yeah,
this together.
This
is
going to be fun.
Yes, it's like, hey. So people got to let everyone know if they really want to change. They wanted a copy of the book, which is very, very nice. I mean, if you look at the cover picture alone, it's going to make you say, oh, I might want this book. Definitely go check it out. Get a copy. If you don't want to wait a whole entire month, I got to wait, y'all. Go ahead and get the copy. And even if you can't get the hardback copy, you can get the one to get the digital copy for only $4, it is? Around $4?
It's $2.99. It's $2.99 for the ebook.
Oh, man, $3, man. It's about $3. You can't spend $3 to see greatness, man. I don't know what it is. So there you go. All right, y'all, we're rolling on out. Reminding you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or where there's a Nikki, or where there's a you, there is a way. Y'all tuned to another episode of Life at the Dusk Live. Your boy, Teddy J. Once again, I'd like to thank you for coming to the show, Nikki.
Thanks. I really appreciate you having me on.
No problem. And y'all make sure tomorrow, y'all check out Blast Your Thoughts comes out tomorrow. What time does it come on tomorrow?
We're on tomorrow from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I don't know what the topic's going to be just yet, but I guarantee it's going to be a good, fun show. We like to have a good time, so definitely call me. We want to hear from you.
All right. Okay, we rolled on that one in the words of Chris Brown. Deuces.